Today we celebrate the feast of our patron, St. Matthew. And Matthew stands as a testimony, as a witness to the mercy of God. He stands as a shining example of the quality of God that most describes God's relationship with human beings. Mercy, compassion, loving forgiveness, graciousness, gentleness, goodness. All of those and so many more of those qualities are summed up in the word mercy. And throughout the Old and New Testament, that word appears hundreds and hundreds of times. It runs as a thread, if you will, that ties together the story of salvation. Early in the story of salvation, in the book of Exodus, we read the story of how the people of Israel constructed the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a box made of acacia wood and covered in gold. And in that box, the people of Israel kept the trophies of God's saving action for them. So the commandments of the law were kept in the box. The staff that Moses held as he struck the rock in the desert and water flowed out, that same staff that Moses held over the Red Sea and parted it so that the people could leave from slavery in Egypt and come into the desert. That staff was in the box. Bits of the manna that fell from the sky and was present on the floor of the desert in the morning that the people gathered and had as their daily bread, some of that was preserved in the box. And there were other things as well. The box contained the trophies of God's saving work. And those items in the box were, so to speak, sacraments. That in those physical items, the people profoundly believed that the promise of God worked so many generations before them, was now active and present and working among them that day. Now there was to be a cover on the box, and that cover was to be of the same acacia wood that would be plated with gold. And then on either side of the cover were to be carvings of angels, seraphim, and they were to be of gold. And then the box was to be lifted high and placed in the meeting tent, the place where the people would gather, the place where God would convene the people of Israel, the place where God would teach, and where God would call them to their vocation. When God spoke, there was a cloud that descended upon the box, and it was from the cloud that God spoke. Now the cover of that box had a name. It was called the mercy seat. That the action of God flowed from mercy. And so when Jesus says to the Pharisees, "Go and learn the meaning of the teaching. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. He's telling the Pharisees that it is God's will that human beings, creatures created in the image and the likeness of God, reflect the very face of God, and the face of God, more than anything else, is the face of mercy. Jesus will say in another place in the gospel to the hearers, "You be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful." I try each week to spend some time, almost daily, doing some reading. And I usually have a couple of books going. One of them is a fairly serious book that ends up being rather slow in the reading. But then I always have a trashy novel going. Well, you know, you got to embrace both ends, huh? I especially like mysteries. And recently I read the work of a young mystery writer. This person hasn't written a lot. His name is Stephen Kendrick. And he wrote a mystery called The Night Watch. It's a mystery that takes place at the end of the 1800s and beginning of the 1900s. It's a mystery that takes place in Great Britain, in London. And it involves a murder that occurs in the crypt of an Anglican church. What's curious about this story, though, is that Mr. Kendrick has two very famous detectives who work together to solve the mystery. One is Arthur Conan Doyle's detective, Sherlock Holmes. And so Sherlock Holmes and his brother Mycroft and Lestrade from Scotland Yard and Dr. Watson are all part of the story. And the other great detective that he has in the story is Father Brown, the character created by Chesterton. Now, in the course of the story, they're trying to understand what occurred and how it occurred. And at one point, there's a conversation that takes place between Holmes and Brown and a rabbi. And this is what the conversation says. The rabbi says, "When Adam and Eve were turned out of the Garden of Eden, an angel smashed the gates of the Garden of Eden. And the fragments of this wreckage flew all over the earth. And we find them today as precious gems." Now, each religion picks up its own brilliant fragment and thinks that it alone reflects the light of heaven. Perhaps the task of all religion is to fit our fragments together and to so rebuild the gates of Eden. When the rabbi ceased speaking, Father Brown, staring at Holmes, said, "They say the gateway to God's throne in heaven has a name." Holmes says, "What is it?" Brown says, "The mercy seat." "Then may there be mercy to cover all of us," Holmes answers, and they leave. The gateway to the throne of God has a name: the mercy seat. The way you and I come to God is through the works of mercy. through the reflection of the very presence of God in which we have been fashioned. Being truest to ourselves as sacraments of the mercy of God. That loving, gracious, forgiving God. Now, mercy is easy when mercy is directed toward people who we like and respect. Mercy is difficult to be directed toward people we despise and dislike. Mercy is easy when shown to those who have been good and helpful to us. Mercy is difficult to show to those who have harmed us. And that's why Jesus gathers the outsider. Matthew, the tax collectors, the sinners. That's why he gathers them and shows mercy to them, so that he might teach the others, you and me, that the bounds of God's mercy are non-existent, that God's mercy embraces all. In the very early life of the church, there was a teacher who reflected upon the seeming tension between justice and mercy. And in the end, this thinker, this philosopher, suggested that justice without mercy is cruelty. So that true justice may not be violent. True justice may not be vengeful. Justice must be seasoned with mercy. Then on the other side of the coin, the same thinker said, and mercy without justice is capricious, has no basis. Mercy does not mean that I am not responsible for my actions. Mercy does not mean that I do not have a responsibility to own up to my own actions. Mercy does not mean that there aren't consequences to human action. Mercy is to be seasoned with justice, as justice is to be seasoned with mercy. Well, on this day, the feast of St. Matthew, the learning that the gospel puts before us, the witness that Matthew gives, is he is a walking, talking, flesh and blood sacrament of God's mercy. But then so are each and every one of us. And the challenge that Jesus puts before the Pharisees is the challenge that falls before us. Go and learn the meaning of the teaching. I desire mercy and not sacrifice.